The St. Pete City Council began the process today of making it more difficult for the Tampa Bay Rays to ever build a stadium on waterfront property. Last month, the Rays announced they were killing their plan for a referendum for a $450 million ballpark at the current site of Progress Energy Park at Al Lang Field. The Rays say they'll try again and say nothing's off the table in terms of a new site to replace Tropicana Field. The issue was brought up today by Councilmember Jeff Danner.
My intention with this is not to promote an anti-stadium agenda.
Sure.
That I just think this brings closure to, and I worked 8 years on the Planning Commission and now the 2 years on council on those LDRs. And that was the one lot, the one piece that had not been completed according to the wishes that came forward through that long process with so much public input.
The LDR Danner was referring to is the Land Development Regulations, which the City Council changed last summer when the idea of preserving Al Lang was first introduced. City staffers at the time argued against that, although it was not revealed until several months later that the Rays had secretly been in discussions with the city about using the site as a possible new home for the team. City Councilman Bill Dudley seconded Danner's motion, but asked City Attorney John Wolf if it was even necessary.
The truth of the matter is, unless I've been misinformed, that the we're putting this designation on, which I'm in favor of, to some sort of an insurance policy, I guess, for development. But my understanding is nothing can be developed on there anyway without voter approval.
The rest of the City Council seemed to be in general agreement on the issue, except for Wengay Newton, who said it would be short-sighted and unfair for the Rays to take any potential sites for a park off the table.
I think that if you want them to be successful, you have got to give them the reins to do what they need to do, and then designate anything or take anything off the table, I think, would be unfair.
Council Chair Jamie Bennett said the last 7 months have been arduous and contentious, as the city seemed to be divided about whether or not it was appropriate to even have a vote on the new stadium. But after the Rays threw in the towel on getting anything done in 2008, Bennett said it was important for the council to leave a legacy.
Does a referendum mean that you can change it? Yeah. But I want this, that Councilmember Danner has brought forward, to let this council say, we agree with the LDR process. This is the last piece of the puzzle that we're putting in. And we want to make sure that future decisions that this council on this day, or this when we do finally vote, that this park designation meant something to us. And so that's how I feel.